Okay. We'll call the work session in order. First order of business, we're going to talk about, we want to start talking about the ARPA funding. That's the money that the federal government is giving towns, villages, cities throughout the country to help with infrastructure. So we have our engineer Al, he's going to talk about that and Route 48 as well.
Thanks, Al.
So the first page here is a revised estimate for West Tennessee Water District relocation of the 6-inch transite main under the Fireside. I had not looked at this estimate since 2015 when I first did it. Obviously, we've seen some inflation here. Total cost on that is estimated to be just over $68,000. This is one that we really, this is truly on us. We should have never given the building permit that we did. This is one that we really need to allocate the whole amount from ARPA funding towards relocating this water main. The second page there is an updated Mills Road Water District. Now, what's surprising there is there really hasn't been a huge increase in ductile iron pipe. There was a spike, and it's come back down. That's still about the same price as it was last year. Fittings, hydrants, assemblies, stuff like that have gone up some, but not horribly. Estimate for that project is at $520,000 right now. Still holding a 20% contingency on that and 20% for engineering, survey, and legal fees. So that's a district that would like to carry a petition to move forward. Unfortunately, at $520,000, it makes the debt service for that district just over $1,400, or the debt service of the water use, it's about $1,450 annually. I would like to get the board to commit to some level of funding for that project so that the residents can carry a petition again and hopefully we can move forward with district formation. The third page there, if you flip the sheet, would be what the cost would be if the town committed $120,000 towards that district. It drops down to about $1,150 annually. But it's something that I know the residents would like to get a commitment on so that they can carry a revised petition and get the process started for district formation so that hopefully we can be in a position to bid this project over the winter and start construction in the spring.
Al, how'd you come up with it was 120 the town, right, that you were saying?
Yeah, that'd be 120. I wanted you to see how much.
Sure.
The contribution affected. I would love to see you commit more. You can commit less.
I think when your committee came in or your group, I think you were talking about us just supplementing it. And I think when you came in, the number that you were looking for was to bring it under $1,000, correct?
That would be sweet.
Right. Well, $1,000. The unit charge, the debt service was, if we committed $120,000, it would be $919. That would be under $100,000. Then, you're talking about water and maintenance charge. That's over and above that anyway. So that $120 would bring it down to $919. I mean, is that something that if we decided to, and I'm only speaking for myself now, if we decided to do that, would you guys be comfortable with that?
I believe that would be comfortable, and if we could, go ahead and get this engineering done, get a real commitment that, yeah, we have the wheels turning, this is our actual cost. I believe coming down the road, there could be more grant money available if we had a solid this is our plan, this is our cost.
Once we form a district and do an engineering report, we can chase additional grant funding.
Sure.
But, okay, go on, sorry.
What's to be noted on that, any additional grant funding is going to be through the state. It's going to have MWBE requirements to it. There's going to be some paperwork that goes along with it and an increase in cost. I just had a project come in today that had a 30% MWBE commitment, which is kind of standard for the state. And the contractors that I've talked to said that 30% MWBE commitment added about 10% in cost of the project.
That's understood, but may there not be some of this federal, you know, they're talking about $3.5 trillion.
Oh, no, that's
other kind of infrastructure, and that's federal money. Yeah. Which comes through the states, I don't argue that, but yeah. We may be able to get our fingers in.
I was going to say, the feds actually throw in addition to MWBE, they throw in a veterans component. They actually add more.
But with this project, I wouldn't count on that, because what you're talking about, when they're talking about trillions of dollars, they're talking about bridges, big, big infrastructure things. I'd be surprised if that money that you're talking about would fall under this. I'm not saying it's going to, but I know they're talking about our, you know, sewers, our cities, our bridges, our roads. I mean, there's a lot of that's what I think they're talking about with that. So, in saying that, he gave, did you give, I'm sorry, sir, I forget your name. Okay. You can have a copy of this and take a look at it. We're not going to take a vote tonight, but because we can't actually start spending the money until after October 31st because of some of the criteria we have. If we started spending it before then, we'd have to start reporting by October 31st, and we're just not ready.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could see these numbers, and we know where you want to be. You know, you want to be under that 1,000, and this puts you under that 1,000,
right,
pretty comfortably.
And I don't think that's unreasonable, and I'm one of the people with good water. Okay, so there's other neighbors that really don't have it. I'd be happy with consistent water pressure and not dealing with, because I do use river water for my outdoor spigots, so I have the zebra mussel issue, that sort of stuff. Those people that are stuck with that for their domestic water, I know earlier there was discussion about, well, gee, you know, there's systems you can buy and install to deal with that. Well, that's great, but we don't have any licensed plumbers that live on our road that could be there at a moment's notice. And our members just don't have skill set to maintain that kind of equipment. So when we look at overall costs and attempting to go that route, this is a walk in the park. You know, and we're looking at that, you know, that $1,000 is over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yep.
You know, so it's, you know, those of us that are there now, you know, we only make out when we sell, because there'll be that increase in our property values by having domestic.
Well, you have better water too. Right. I mean, the quality of your water is going to be much, much better. And,
no argument there.
So.
Significant improvement for quality of life.
Absolutely. You know, that consistent, safe, not to worry.
In this location, is that Aqua?
No, it would be Village.
Village Water.
Right.
I'm just curious.
So, this is good. Help me here. What happens? There's another road, though. So where does that other road go?
Okay. This is including the estimate for Biggs Grove, which we would just get an easement to cross back lots, essentially, to the few houses that are down on the end of Biggs Grove.
So they would be included?
They would be included. Okay.
And this includes Reeves Farm Stand as well.
Yep.
At the top of the road. You know, so the Reeves has...
Just a water service. Excuse me. Just a water service to the farm stand.
Right. You know, and that's... And then those Biggs Road, that's three of their properties as well.
Okay.
So with that being said, I mean, I guess our next step for you guys is for the board to move forward, they'd like to see a petition saying that you're supportive of the district and you want to see it move forward, and then they would pass a resolution order in my office to prepare the map plan and report and engineering study.
So this information is what I'm handing my fellow residents.
Well, I mean,
is close.
The board, it seems to be.
Well, we haven't made.
Level of funding.
We haven't made. If you want to hold off, we have. I mean, unless. I would at least hold off for one more meeting. So we wanted to have time. Nobody here other than me and the engineer has looked at this.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that all the board members are here, and then we could probably start looking at what we're going to be allocating the dollars for. So I'd almost wait until we do that.
Right.
So that you're not giving them information and they're counting on one thing and it doesn't happen.
Right.
Okay.
So it's preliminary.
It's preliminary.
So basically, yes. Your number here is 520, so we'd be looking at a 400 debt.
If we allocated that amount of money.
If it was that amount of money.
That's right.
If it was that amount of money.
This is information for the rest of the board members as well.
Right.
So they have to decide, you know, the board has to decide where we're going to allocate that money.
Agreed.
Okay.
On your paper, does it have your annual debt service charges? Did you give them?
I gave them the copy.
You got them.
Yep.
So
that's the second sheet that I gave them.
So that would be good information for your neighbors.
Right. I can at least approach, the other two bigs that were with me at our last meeting.
Yep.
And they're sort of the ramrods. Here I am. Excellent. Well, we appreciate it.
Trying to push along.
Right. Well, we understand that. We know this. It's a government-run operation, so we get it. So, but I appreciate that. I really don't have any more. So.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, and then the last page of that handout I gave you is a preliminary cost estimate for what we're calling the Route 48 North Water District. This would go from the Raleigh warehouse to the four houses immediately north. And this only benefits four houses, and you're at about $105,000. It's going to be a big cost for those four houses to get water if we're going to move forward with this project.
So, what would the annual cost be on that? Do you know? Is it there?
It's not there. I can give it to
you. Well, just a ball.
Ballpark. You're going to be pushing $2,000. It's only four houses.
$2,000. Yeah. That's the water bill plus the debt service.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're okay with that? $2,000?
I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's $2,000 is a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, we're only going to benefit four houses with that proposed district. There's not a lot of people to share the burden.
And I was just curious. I'm not terribly familiar just north, but why those four houses? Is there a fifth house that's getting left out? Is there a sixth?
We'd have to run all the way up to, there's that big gap between where that fourth house is, just north of Franklin Boulevard, mm-hmm. and then the next house is all the way up at Kellogg Road. I mean, you're adding another
okay, so
almost 2,000 feet okay. to the next house
to
get it to Kellogg Road. I mean, it's a...
Yeah, I'm not proposing.
So
I
these
just
four
wanted to
houses are down there in the...
Yeah, those are the four houses that are down there close to the warehouse.
I drive by all the time. I'm going to go look.
It's just it's a long run with no houses there.
Right.
Between there and Tower Road.
And right now, they don't have good water? Is that what they're saying?
Low yield, I think, is the biggest complaint.
Low yield.
Yes.
Well, especially the one gentleman that was closest to the warehouse.
He's got low yield. Yeah. He's got a dug well. It's only 14-foot deep. I would imagine this summer he hasn't had any problems. Last summer we were a little drier. I can see where you might have some problems with a 14-foot deep dug well.
And do you know about the other wells?
I believe those are all drilled. At least I know Pollock's is a drilled well, the old house that he had and the new house that's there. I believe are both drilled wells. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any more questions on that?
Well, where are we going to go? Where are we going?
Well, that was just, I wanted, I'll put it together. We've been talking because we're going to have to start we should start making some decisions, because after October 31st, we can start spending the money. That way, we won't have to do the reporting until next October 31st. So, but I wanted to...
For informational purposes,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I wanted to get the information out to you. So as we start talking about these things, you know, we should talk about as many things as we can, and so we can decide where we want to allocate those resources. Okay. Kramer Road. Jerry, what you got first?
Kramer Road. Road we've tried to do for 3 years. We left it off the PMP this year because we were waiting on this last year. This was the survey, so we knew what we owned and what we didn't. Okay? And during the COVID time, we had it on our PMP last year, but we couldn't get this because our surveyor couldn't get into the county to get the documents to be able to finish this. So Kramer got left behind again. Okay, so a road that should have been done, had some action taken on it 3 years ago, still hasn't. But now we have this, and we have $62,699 after doing Connell Terrace. We've gotten our final numbers in. That's left in maintenance, and we got $8,464 left in construction, okay, on those two budget halves of our road work. We got an estimate to do a mixed paved base on Kramer Road. That's a 3.5-inch layer. We would use runner crush. We feed it into a paver that mixes it with the emulsion and lays it down. It's a cold process. And then a month later, you oil and stone over it. And we got a price from Midland Asphalt for the mixed paved part of $16,000. For the oil and stone part, $2,000. You're talking $18,000, so I'm kind of using $20,000 as a figure. And that would still leave me $42,000, almost $43,000 in the maintenance part of our budget. And we could use that for some, boy, it's been a busy day. We could use that for some crack sealing. This is the time of year we go out and seal up some of the cracks where we've done adjoining roads and things like that to preserve the watertight surface. So we'd like to add Kramer Road to our phase one PMP. We just didn't have it on there because we didn't know if we'd ever get this document with everything the way it was. So this money I'm talking about left in maintenance and left in construction is the phase one that we had, our initial pavement management plan back in the spring. Just so you know, just recently we did the phase two that you approved. And just to give you a kind of an update on that, phase two is your West Entry Road paving, and the Willett Parkway catch basin movement to out of the road. There's 44 of them, I think we've got.
42, actually.
To go from West Entry to 31, both lanes, we'd move all the catch basins out and repave the road. And of course, that entails new pipe under the road, so there'd be a road cut at every set of basins. To fund those two projects, we have our extreme winter recovery, which wasn't in our initial budget, okay? That was $33,840 and change. We have our paved New York money that wasn't in our initial budget numbers, because we just weren't sure about them. There's $44,443 and change there. CHIPS, we only had $103,000 in our actual budget that we had in our phase one monies that we've utilized. But CHIPS went up, and we did get the full funding on CHIPS. So there's actually $60,000, almost $61,000 in that category. Then there's that tour routes program, $456,563. So those numbers added together gives us $763,000, almost $500,000 to do West Entry and Willett.
Well, West Entry, that
paving. Well, there's a, I'm sorry, I didn't say it. National Grid is also in that 763 at 168.
Right, but that's already allocated.
This is all, I'm just giving you an update.
Right, yeah, but the West Century is already allocated. I mean, we already know what money.
Now we discussed it today, some of our pricing and some of our numbers, and because initially we were hoping we could have got the North Entry on Willett changing things out. That 763 doesn't quite cover all of West Entry paving and Willett. So we're doing from Willett to 31.
Well, Willett to 31 with that 456.
West Entry.
West Entry. That covers that, right?
Yes, we're there. We're
yeah.
We
feel comfortable with it.
Between that number, the 736 that Jerry just referenced.
Yeah.
763.
The 763 that Jerry just references covers West Entry, Willett Parkway. What Jerry is saying is he's got a little over $62,000 left in the phase one budget.
No, I got that.
That he would like to use for Kramer Road.
Which is 20,000.
Right, and it would still leave me 42,000 for, we'll call it, incidental other maintenance work that would like go along with our phase one. You know, we typically have it in our PMP for some crack seal. And
we actually include, if you read the bottom of phase one, it includes any balance to be used for crack seal.
Crack seal, I remember that. Did we put Willett Parkway in the your pavement management plan?
Yes, in that second phase.
In that second phase, okay. So we would have to do another one to include Kramer Road, because that wasn't on anything.
I don't know if you would or not, because we've had that on twice.
Yeah, but you haven't had it on this year, so you would have to do it.
Okay.
Correct, Tony?
Probably have to amend the plan.
We have to amend the plan, and you have to put it on there. It would have to be put in there how many, you know, same thing, how many miles, exactly what you're going to do, how much it's going to cost.
Okay, just so you know, I could get you that document. You could, I would believe, go ahead and make the motion to allow us to do Kramer, and we'll follow up with the paperwork with these guys, because the vendor may be able to fit us in next week for the mix pave, and then it's a month later when you do the oil and stone, and you're getting into October. So, you know, you have to get that on that surface.
We could approve it on a verbal motion to amend that.
To include Kramer Road in the phase one PMP. That would be fairly
What do you mean a verbal motion?
Without having the document, without having the plan.
Oh, without having the plan here?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They can
when would you get us the plan?
Well, I can get that for you probably Tuesday.
Okay. Before you start the project.
I hope so.
Well, I would hope so, too.
Well, I'm just saying, it's an amendment to add a road.
Right.
And the money's there for it.
But again,
price, yes.
Just like that's, it's very clear.
Yep.
No, you know, you can't spend money on roads without that
Correct.
PMP. So in order to spend any money on it.
You do in the maintenance side of things all the time.
But but that's on that.
No, I mean, if I have something blow up now, I don't come back for a PMP thing.
No, but that's on PMP that we're talking about
Kramer Road.
Yeah.
But this is a real road.
This is
a road. So, yeah.
That's
why I mentioned it.
Yeah. I mean, if everybody's good with that, we could put a motion in this to.
And then I'll just follow you up with. I'll just fill out another PMP
before you spend any monies on it, and then we'd have to sign off.
Put you right in the motion that we're amending the plan. No work should be done or nothing.
Could you write it up for me?
Yeah.
So what we need.
The price on there too, Tony.
$2. Yes.
Yeah.
Not to exceed 20.
I'm using 20.
Yeah, we can. I mean, we'll have time before the thing. What do we think?
That's great.
Any questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
The road isn't getting any better, trust me.
Okay.
Food permits.
Yep.
Food vendor. So, we're looking to get a food vendor food truck for the pickleball tournament, and that's kind of what started this. So one day, and so I was looking to provide the guy with a one-day permit, but we did not have pricing for a one-day permit. I talked to Dina, she sent me minutes from an organizational agenda.
Yeah.
You said it was back in January.
January, yep.
So there was a seasonal permit, which figures out to 5 months for a food vendor at $250. So that just calculates out to $50 a month. I had checked with City of Fulton, Oswego, Syracuse, Oswego County, on what they charge for food truck or food vendor permits. And the costs are all over the place, from as high as $1,500 in certain sections of the city of Syracuse. City of Fulton, which was closer to where I saw us going with a day a month, or a day a week, a month, and a season rate. City of Fulton has a $25 rate.
And then per day?
$25 per day rate, $50 a week, and then $100 a month. I think we should still stick with how ours calculates out at $250 for a five-month season, with the option of $50 a month, but also if we can include a day rate of $25.
That doesn't make them exclusive, though.
No, absolutely not. Okay. No.
They just get a permit for that one
right.
function.
Yeah. They get a permit for that day. In this case, it would be the vendor coming in for the pickleball tournament. They pay $25. They get to come in for the pickleball tournament. That's it.
Because we talked about this before.
Yeah.
One of our discussions for our committee meetings that we're having later on today is we did meet with the guy that runs the local food truck vending.
Yeah, thing. And I had talked to him a while ago and then haven't been able to get back in touch with him, I would imagine.
Because we did secure some to him last year.
Yeah.
But then obviously COVID happened. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was going to provide alternate days. He was going to get his association together.
Yeah.
And they're going to provide alternate days so that way they're all not there at once.
Right. And that's what he and I had talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good.
For, with him and all, if he ever gets back to me again, that would move.
Yeah, we'll get with them again too, because we also not just pickleball, you had all those sports programs there as well too. So
right, and they're looking for food trucks.
Yeah.
So how about if you could reach out and try to get in touch with him again, as opposed to him reaching out and getting in touch with you.
No, I
try to get that rotation going.
I've been reaching out to him for the past month.
Okay. Oh good. All right.
He's not calling back. And I don't even, I've been over to Jones Road a few times. I don't know.
That's where he's out of.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen, although he's probably at the fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. And the food trucks that he represents in that alliance are probably all at the fair.
Yep.
So what do you anticipate? Do you anticipate doing weekly permits and monthly permits as well as state permits for the remainder of the year?
Not so much the weekly. You know, if we did anything for the rest of the year, monthly.
Okay.
I don't really the day permit, it might be just this one.
So do day and monthly, finish out the year.
Right, more or less finish out the year, right.
So if it helps anybody, the perspective, and Kevin and I go way back when it comes to food and things like balloon festivals and stuff, so you have to look at food almost from two perspectives. One is if you've got an event like a balloon festival, which you could virtually guarantee 10,000 people in a weekend, unless it pours, and the vendor's going to take a chance when that comes. But outside of weather, you can guarantee that food vendor is going to make money, and that food vendor pays in this instance county parks a lot of money to be present at the balloon festival, and I'm using that as an example. The flip side of that is, boy, it sure would be nice to have some beverages and something to eat at a pickleball tournament. Would you please set up your food booth? And we really don't care about making money. We want that there for service to the public. Now, you may reach a point where your pickleball tournament is the best in New York State, and the vendors will be beating down your door. So then we change the price at that point. But right now, get that food vendor or that ice cream truck or whatever you can get, and if you can do it, lucky you, because they're not interested. I mean, they're just, you're going to find, you're beating the bushes to find these people. So that's
they
the
wanna,
perspective.
No, I think they want to come in our parks.
That's great.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Good.
But we don't have to kill them either.
And the monthly rate, I think that's, and play with it. I mean, I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire, Kevin, as a board member. Well, did you get that?
$25.
You know, just have fun, you know.
Well, because we already set, you know, we had a resolution for, in the organizational meeting, and we set a
rate.
We should set, at least set the day rate.
Yeah.
So that to set the day rate for food trucks in Lysander Parks at $25. Okay.
All right.
You want to do that tonight for a resolution? Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. Okay.
Can we set them monthly as well?
Yeah.
Which just figures right into the seasonal rate, which figures out
25
at 50
a month. And the monthly rate at 50, right?
Right.
So Kevin, let's say I'm running a food truck and I buy $50 permits per month.
Right.
How do I get my dates to get in there? Do I call you? How do I?
Yeah, well, I would suggest that they would coordinate through me.
So I'm just some random food truck, not from your consortium or whatever.
Right.
Some random dude selling hot dogs.
Right.
I call you up, give it $50.
Call for a permit. We figure out what dates, they are interested in first, or even what dates that we're looking for.
And all of this is contingent upon them getting health department permits.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I'm just assuming the food truck has done their.
Right.
Yeah, they got to meet a certain number of people that want their. Some organizations or food trucks, they actually want a place to pay them to show up there.
That's
true. Because they think they're going to bring a crowd there as well,
right?
So, yeah, they actually get money for coming.
And make the best hot dogs.
And make the best lobster
tacos
roll.
Tacos or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lobster rolls are expensive.
I know. You would be yourself.
It's $50 last time I went for two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So are we good with that? Setting that?
Yes.
To set the day rate for a food truck in Lysander Park at $25 and the monthly rate for a food truck in Lysander Park at $50. And then we'll at our organizational meeting we'll do weekly and we'll bang it all out this time. You had a question?
Yeah. So Pop Warner sells food.
Yep.
Somebody pays for a monthly permit.
Yeah.
Could that guy show up on the day Pop Warner?
Yes.
Football's
yeah. And we talked about this with Pop Warner and other organizations that sell food or some merchandise. They don't have exclusive rights, okay. Right? So eventually, what we want to do, and we're gonna be talking about this, we want to have one concession stand that all of our organizationals, people work out of, right? So.
Right.
That way they share the money. Yeah.
I know Pop Warner is the only one that's really organized.
Yeah.
And then there's some times where there's no concession stands, like the pickleball or when they're playing soccer tournaments and things. So or lacrosse at night.
Right.
So a lot of those people wanted, I think, right, Pete? They approached you.
Yes.
And they wanted some things there. So we want to make it convenient for the parents and the kids that are attending those activities. You know, if we can make it convenient for them to have a food truck there and the food trucks are benefiting from it, the town's benefiting from it, everybody's benefiting from it. So
right.
That's what we're looking to do.
Somebody pays for a monthly permit, you'd have a hard time telling them they can't show up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, monthly permit is a monthly permit, but there'll be criteria on it as well. You know, what that is, that's what Kevin will sit down over the winter and draft something up that's fair to everybody.
Okay.
Seems like that's it. We good? Okay. We'll close the work session at 6:33.
We're going to have an executive session that we can do now.